Our influencer today is Loretta Caldwell Thompson, CEO and President of Caldwell Management Solutions. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's start off with the first question. How many years have you been in St. Petersburg?
Well, you know, that's etched in my memory. I arrived on the auto train from Washington, D.C. on October 12th, 2015 on Columbus Day. So I have been a St. Petersburgian for about 6 years.
Tell us what organizations you're involved with locally.
I serve as second vice president of the St. Petersburg chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. I serve as president of the Pinellas County Urban League Guild. I'm also on the board of directors as secretary for the Daystar Life Center, and I am a member of Leadership St. Pete Alumni Association.
What gets you out of bed every day?
It's the sun. It's something about the sunlight that motivates me. I love the sun and I love water. I moved from the north to the Sunshine State so that I could experience the sun more often.
Why St. Petersburg?
You know, honestly, it's because of the sun and the water. Additionally, as I researched where I wanted to stay, it has left-leaning political philosophies that I like. It has Southern hospitality, as well as it appears to have progressive avenues of growth that all are of interest to me. Plus, St. Pete reminds me of a mini Washington, D.C.
What is one habit that you keep?
You know, I give reverence to God every day, thanking him for my blessings and covering and the angels he has sent to watch over me. Also, I love to be creative in my work and in my pleasure activities. I like the quote that Robert Kennedy said many, many moons ago. And he says, "Some men see things as they are and ask why. I dream things that never were and ask why not."
Who are some of the people that influence you?
Well, you know, when I looked at that question, I just couldn't lump everybody together. So I put them in different categories. Far as my family, my ancestors, like my grandparents and my parents, as well as my late husband and brother have influenced me. I truly remember things that they have said or done that has impacted my life, my thoughts, and my actions. Politically, President Obama and Vice President Harris, before they had those titles, Obama for his community advocacy and Harris on her advocacy for people impacted by the predatory home lending practices that she famously was able to help many citizens with. Professionally, I have been influenced by leadership gurus like John Maxwell because of his leadership styles, Jim Collins, because of his belief in good is the enemy of the great, and Oprah Winfrey, because she lacks the fear to fail. Business-wise, I really follow and look at Ursula Burns. She used to be the past CEO of Xerox. And Cheryl Petit Williamson. She is an advocate of multiple streams of income and collaboration. Then I look spiritually. God's teaching and spiritual leaders of megachurches like Dr. Jamal Harrison Bryant, T.D. Jakes, Joel Osteen, Rick Warren, and of course, my D.C. home pastor, Bishop Michael Vernon Kelsey Sr. And lastly, emotionally and socially, I really have a good group of friends, male and females, that keep me grounded. They speak the truth to me and are quite supportive of my ups and downs in my life.
What's one piece of insight, book, a methodology, a practice that you would like to share with our listeners?
You know, I have two small nieces, and I always tell them, always plan or plan to fail. Be prepared for the opportunity and not wait until the opportunity comes to get prepared.
What is one thing that you wish you had known about your work 3 years ago?
You know, the transition of moving from the north to the south and its impact on my business. understanding the culture, understanding the norms of the people that I will be associating with, and the ability to collaborate more where all can win.
What's next?
I just feel that I am rediscovering my passion in a number of ways. You know, personally, I am intentionally working on my physical health to be aligned with my mental wellness. You know, I really feel good these days. Things are happening. I'm appreciating life even more and the activities and the people that I am involved in. Therefore, I really want to ensure that my physical health is in a good place. Professionally, I'm trying to perfect my teaching skills to include other areas to add value to others and to businesses, such as being a mental health first aid certification specialist. Also, the pandemic has allowed me to attend more seminars and webinars to learn, develop, and grow. You know, I really love all of that. And business-wise, I will always be working to increase my company's capacity of development, staying true, you know, to my core values and helping other organizations through what I like to do, mentoring and coaching and training, meeting new people, starting new networks, as well as beginning to finally get into writing a chapter in an upcoming book about Sisters Connect. That is what is next for me.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing with us today.
It's been my pleasure.